Greetings to all of you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In this evening, we read a passage from the Old Testament. But the Old Testament is in harmony with the New Testament. And the whole Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit, and we have to preach the whole Bible. I used to say that Old Testament it is twice bigger than New Testament, so maybe we have to preach twice more from the Old Testament than from the New. Not sure that every pastor does that, but sometimes my listeners are saying that I am doing and I should preach more from the New. And this is my explanation. And it just reminds me that the New Testament is the fulfillment of the Old and is the crown of what was promised there in the Old Testament and is the building itself. But we have the foundation in the Old Testament. So we have a passage from the Old Testament now. I know from my students and from other people that we have some difficulties remembering these names of the kings. And especially these kings who begins with a J, we have first Jehoshaphat, then we have Joram, and in his time Joram was in the northern kingdom, Joram was in the southern kingdom, with the same name, two different people. Then later we have another one called Joash, and then we have this Josiah, as you pronounce it. Now, is a good thing that most of these kings beginning with a J were good kings. And we don't need to remember all of them. We have to remember now only Josiah, who was living a couple of hundred years after David, and things were already different from what was at the beginning. They needed a new beginning. And I'm going to say in this evening how a new beginning could be started. And the message is for those who already had a profession of faith, started a new life in Jesus, but in some way things arrive to the point where we need a new beginning. But also the message is especially for those who never had a real beginning in the Lord Jesus Christ. They are not a new creature yet and must have a new beginning to have a new life. And shortly, how this new beginning could happen. First of all, we need the Word of God. Without the Word of God, we cannot start a new life. Now, all of you have your Bibles. About 2 weeks ago, I was preaching to a congregation like this, which were gypsies, and I asked them to lift their hands if somebody don't have a Bible in his house. And nobody lifted his hands. All of them had their Bible. But it was not so in the time of Josiah. There were no Bibles. Not at all. Even one they didn't have. But through the grace of God, Hilkiah, the high priest, found a Bible in the temple. They were making some reparations there, repairing the walls, and they found a scroll or several scrolls which were the Word of God, part of the Bible. They didn't have all the Bible yet, but part of it, especially the Law of Moses. They began to read, and they took it to the king. The king, they read it before the king, and they didn't hear it before. They were hearing the word of God for the first time. And hearing that, the king was turning his garment, and he began to cry, ask forgiveness. He was very sad, and sent some people to the prophet to ask the Lord, what is the Lord's opinion about all this? What was written in the Word of God? That was the first step. That was the first start in this new beginning. They found the Word of God. Now, you know, Apostle Paul is saying that faith comes through hearing, and hearing through the Word of God. We may have videos, which is, in this postmodern world, the visual message is very important. But the Bible says that hearing, knowing the Word of God, is very important for a new life. We have to preach. We have to read it. We have to know what is written there to have a new beginning. We have in Psalm 119, which is the longest psalm in the Bible, in the first chapter, verse 9, verse 11, is saying this. I have to read it because it's saying in verse 9, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word, or listening, or obeying, following your word, which means that he has to know the word of God to be able to cleanse his heart and have a new beginning. Verse 11, your word I have hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you. How can you hide the word of God in your life, your heart? It is by learning the word of God by heart. Quoting it without reading as I read it here. Because if I keep it here, it is hidden between the covers. If I learn it, then it's hidden in my heart. And it's important to have the word of God to have a new beginning. Now, the king heard the word of God and wanted to obey. Gathered all the people in Jerusalem. They stood by a pillar or in a platform and began to speak to the people after they read all the word of God. And he said, I will obey, beginning with today, all what is written here. And he made a covenant. And all the people said, we will obey too. They took a stand with this covenant. That was a good beginning. A new start. A new beginning. But that's not all. Because many people are taking a decision like this and nothing is changed. We had a great evangelism in Timișoara in August, and about 500-600 people came forward every night, more than 1,000 on Sunday evening, but only a few of them will have a new beginning. This is what we can see in their lives or in our churches. Why? Because it's not enough to say that I know what the Bible teaches and I want to obey it. If you said that, then you have some more responsibilities to do. The next one is that we are reading here, they had to take out everything what belonged to the old old style of life. And the king commanded Hilkiah, the high priest, the priest of the second order, and the doorkeepers, to bring out of the temple of the Lord all the articles that were made for Baal, for Asherah, and for the host of heaven, and so on. To take out everything was what was in the temple. And is mentioned here, if we would read the whole chapter, is mentioned what Solomon did, what Ahaz did, and Ahab did, and one Manasseh, and all the other kings, and for Baal, for Asherah, for Moloch, for Tammuz, and for all kind of idols, they filled it up. Even the temple was filled up with idols, and the king commanded, take it out, everything, and didn't say, let's make a big store place and put it there. No, they burnt it. They smashed in pieces. They took it to Bethel. They threw it to the graveyard, just to disappear, completely take it out, and have no more before our sights. That's important. We have a Bible verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, everything became new. But to have a new beginning, the old things had to pass away. I remember in Cluj, we had a man at an evangelistic service. He began to pray. He began to cry. Next night, when an invitation was that those who want to follow the Lord and give their lives to the Lord, come to the front. He came out to the front, near there, was crying. He wanted to have a new beginning. And on that week, he was very happy. Next week, he came and said that he is not smoking anymore. He began a new life. He put the cigarettes on the top of chest, what they had at home, and when he had the desire, he just was praying, Lord Jesus, help me. And he told me and said, I am free. I smoked all my life, and I am not doing anymore. And I said to him, Béla bácsi, this is how we say in Hungarian. That's good, but you have to do something more. You have to give up with your drinking also, and for this you have to stop visiting your friends, old friends. Because he was going there and all the other friends were coming and they were playing with cards. And in that environment, they were drinking. And I said to him, if you want a new beginning, you have to renounce to these old friends. The Lord will give you new friends. A whole church will be your brothers and sisters. And we'll have a new beginning. But if you don't renounce, then every old things will come back slowly again. And it happened. Because he couldn't renounce. The old things didn't pass away. The idols were not taken out. It didn't happen with the prodigal son when he came home to keep the old garment under the new one. That's not becoming. It's not fitting. It's not good. He received the new garment. Everything became new, but the old had to pass away. I don't know how it is in Britain, but in Romania, when winter is coming, autumn and then winter, the leaves are becoming yellow and then brown, red, and dries, and then falls down. But it happens that in a tree, not every leaf is coming down, is falling down. There remains one or two on the tree. The wind blows, remains there. Cold weather is coming, remains there. Snow is coming, is there. But when spring is coming and new life comes into the tree, then it throws away. The old things has to pass away. And this is what happened in the time of Josiah. They thrown out everything and implemented what the Bible said to them. They understood what it is written there. And this is why we read from verse 21. But first, let me mention two verses from the New Testament, which illustrates very well what I was saying here. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17, Paul is saying, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind," and so on. And this idea is repeated in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 2. "That you no longer should live the rest of your time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles," and explains what kind of lifestyle was that. Now this little phrase, "you should no longer," that's the beginning of the new beginning, of the new life. Josiah understood that they had one kind of lifestyle, all the kings before and a whole country, but he understood the word of God and decided to live no longer in that lifestyle, have a new beginning. And all things had to pass away, and they had to implement what they understood from the Bible. Now, in that word was written that they had to celebrate Passover. We know that was a remembrance of the Exodus coming out from Egypt. And we read here in verse 21, "And the king commanded all the people, saying, keep the Passover to the Lord your God, as it is written in the book of the covenant." They had to turn back to the source to do what is commanded there. I don't know how they celebrated Passover before. Probably at this time nobody celebrated. But earlier it was celebrated, surely. Especially in the time of Solomon when they built the temple, in the time of David, especially, or in the time of Saul, it was celebrated. But this chapter is saying that they didn't celebrate a Passover like this one from the time of the judges. Why? Because all the other celebrations were not according to the word which was written in the book of the covenant. It was a custom, it was a tradition to celebrate, and they did according to what they received or what they understood how to do it, but didn't read what it is written. I don't know what was the difference, but it's mentioned here that they didn't have a special word like this one. Now, it's important to go back to the source and do as it is written. In our country, when children are going to school, they begin to read and write. And when they begin to write, the teacher explains to the little boy or girl, now this is a sign of A, let's say A. This is a letter, and you should write 10, a whole page, 10 lines of this for homework. And when the child looks at the letter, he begins to write his own letter next to what the teacher wrote there. But when he's writing the third one, he's not looking what the teacher wrote, he's looking what he wrote. And when he arrives to the end of the line, is not the same what was at the beginning. Now, this is what happened with Christianity. There are many things which people are saying we have to do as it was at the revival time. We have to do as it was at Reformation and so on. It happened in Matthew chapter 19, Mark chapter 10, we are reading that Pharisees and the scribes were coming, asking the Lord, testing him, for any reason, is permitted for a man to divorce his wife, to send away? And the Lord is asking, what Moses commanded you? Oh, Moses permitted to write a certificate and send away. And the Lord said, now, Moses permitted this for the hardness of your heart. But from the beginning, it was not so. And is not enough to go back until Moses. We have to go back how it was at the beginning. And this is what Josiah did. He went back as it is written in the Book of the Covenant. And they celebrated Passover as it is written. And it was a great joy. It was a joy in heaven also. Because the Lord, our God, delights in those who take seriously his word, who obey his commandments. And in this way, they had a new beginning. Now, I want to close that this is not a theory only. It's not enough if we know in our mind as a theory that it works, it's good. We have to practice, we have to do it to have a new beginning, that we may be blessed by the Lord also. It is not only a little enthusiastic mood that we have tonight and it takes a couple of days and then it passes away. No, we should start a new beginning according to the word of God, renouncing of what was old, starting the new one according what is commanded, and asking the help of the Lord, who is ready to help us and lead us on his ways. Amen.